The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
Do it very well. Tonight, I don't want you to just sit. If at a stage in the message you feel like standing, stand. If you feel like clapping, clap. If you feel like shouting or even praying, go ahead and pray. Amen. I found an interesting scripture in Ezekiel. I'm reading from Ezekiel chapter 39, verses 1 to 10. Ezekiel 39, verses 1 to 10. And the title of today's message is Plundering Those Who Have Plundered You. You didn't hear the title. Plundering Those Who Have Plundered You. We'll explain everything. So let's get started with reading from verses 1 to 10 of Ezekiel 39. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand, that thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and the beasts of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And I will send a fire on Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, that they shall know that I am the Lord, the God. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord. That is this day whereof have I spoken. Take note. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord God. And this is the day whereof I have spoken. Verse 9. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, and the bows and the arrows and the head staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years. Verse 10, and I'll take note of verse 10. So that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them, and rob those that have robbed them, saith the Lord of hosts. Can I hear an amen? Oh, and they shall do what? Spoil those who have spoiled them, and they will do what? And rob those who have robbed them. Another translation says, and they will loot those who have looted them, and plunder those who have plundered them. Hence the title, Plundering Those Who Have Plundered You. In verse 1, you will see the name Gog, and in verse 6 you will see the name Magog. Still back to verse 1, you will see Meshach and you will see Tubal. Now, who are Gog and Magog, and who are Meshach and Tubal? When we talk about Gog, we are talking about a person who is seen as a prince of the devil. And he's been described as the king of the north. When we talk about Magog, we are talking about the domain that, or the region that Gog has control over. Gog is seen as an evil person. As a matter of fact, he's seen as a representative of the devil. And he works hand in hand with Meshach and Tubal. Meshach and Tubal are like demonic principalities to Gog and Magog. So let me summarize it. Gog is a prince. He's seen as a ruler of a certain region. He's an agent of the devil. And he has some principalities called Meshach and Tubal. Gog has rulership over a region, and that region is called Magog. So you'll find in the Bible that many times that Gog is mentioned, Magog is also mentioned closely. So Gog is seen as a king, he's seen as a chief, and a prince of Magog. Gog is the head of some nations described as in the northern part of Israel. They are north of Israel, rather. They are north of Israel. And they are in the east. And some people believe that this nation could be Russia. Now, Gog did not like the Jews. So he mobilized the people of Magog to attempt to attack Israel and to overrun Israel and to destroy her people and completely try to wipe Israel off the map. So Gog and Magog are seen as allies of Satan, who are enemies of God in the end times. So this scripture is talking about matters that are related to the end times. And Gog and Magog will invade Palestine, where Israel was dwelling in Jerusalem, and they will come with a northern alliance of nations to come and attack Israel, to reduce Israel to nothing, destroy Israel, and try to wipe away the entire Jewish community. But God will not allow that. So in a summary, regarding what we have just seen, God is saying in verse 3 that he would disable and disarm the enemies. He would disable and disarm the enemies. Tonight, may I declare into your life, may your enemies be disabled and may your enemies be disarmed. If the strength was in their arm, may it be disabled. If the strength was in their feet, may it be disabled. If the strength was in their mouth, may they be disabled. And may they be disarmed. And God goes further to say he will destroy their bows and arrow. He says, I will destroy their bows in their left hand, and I will destroy the arrows in the right hand. You know, you hold the bow with your left, and you shoot the arrow with your right. So God is saying that I will destroy them with such a destruction that even the bow, which is like a launcher for the arrow, will be destroyed. And even the arrow, which is like the missile that is shot against the people of God, will completely be nullified. May God destroy the bow, the strength of your enemies. And may the Lord destroy also the arrows that were intended to be shot at you. Any arrow of the enemy shot at you, may it miss the target. Any arrow of the enemy shot against your family, may the Lord intercept it and destroy. May the arrow of evil never land upon your life, never land upon your property, never land on your family, and never land on any matters concerning your life. The amen can be much better than we are hearing. May God destroy the weaponry, the artillery, what gives the enemy power. May God disable them and may God disarm them. May he remove that evil weapon that they are carrying, by which they are arrogant and they are boasting that they will add you to the statistics of the people they have destroyed in your family. I stand as a servant of God and I declare this word into the atmosphere and into your life, that you shall not be a target of the devil. Before they pick the bow, the fire of God will consume the bow. By the time they try to set the arrow, God will break the arrow into pieces and the arrow will fall to the ground and the fire of God again will consume it. Shout an amen, somebody. The second thing that God intends to do can be found in verses 4 and 5. The Lord says he will destroy the greatest part of their army. In other words, they will be slain and they will be left with like just about a third of that army. So that army will come in arrogance. They will come in self-confidence. They will come because they are fortified in demonic power. And they will come because they are coming like strong men. Coming against you, Gog and Magog, Meshach and Tubal, the principalities. They are coming to attack the Jews. But the Bible says not only will God disable and disarm them and destroy their bows and arrows, but he will also destroy a greater part of the army. May your enemies be reduced completely. That when you are looking for them at a stage, you will not be able to find them. In the name of Jesus Christ, may they be redirected elsewhere. Can I hear an amen? May the way they have besieged your home, like the Assyrians did against Israel when they were in Samaria, may they hear of an evil report and may they leave the territory where they have surrounded, that you shall be free and goods will flow in and out into your life. Shout amen. This is an important one for you. The third thing that God said he would do in the text we read is that the countries of Gog and Magog, we said Gog is a person, but figuratively he's looking like he's also a country. Gog and Magog shall be made desolate. Fire shall be sent to Magog like judgment. Oh, let me hear an amen. Tonight, every strong man that has tormented your family and continues to work against your family, may fire come from the throne of God and may the fire of God locate them to bring judgment and destruction upon their lives. Oh, I wish I got a more powerful amen to God's glory. Fire will burn them. The fire of God will locate them, will destroy them, will finish them, and will consume them. Then number four, the Lord will advance the honor of his name. As for God, is a jealous God. And if you are trying to reduce his people, you are virtually touching his heart. And after he has disarmed them, after he had reduced the size of the army by destroying them, he will also make them desolate. Bring them to nothing. They will be like a bare ground. dry. Oh, can I hear an amen? With weeds and no plants for harvest. May the location of your enemy become dry and infertile. May there be no good harvest for your enemies, but may their territory become desolate. Oh, Masostakaya. Whatever they do on that territory, may it not prosper. If they plot wickedness against you, may it backfire against them. Whatever they set their hands, whatever enterprise they set their hands to do, we declare, may it come to naught. May they experience a crop failure that they will never be able to add you to the stock of people that they intend to destroy. I plead redemption by the blood of Jesus over your life, and I declare tonight you are secured. Oh, shout amen if you are here with me. So it is in verse 10 that the Lord says that Israel will be made to loot those who have looted them. And Israel will be made to plunder those who have plundered them. Tonight, the mandate of God to you is that you will loot those who have looted you. And you will plunder the goods of those who attempted to plunder your goods. Oh, shout amen, amen. Come on, put your hands together, somebody. Can I switch to Israel and Egypt? In Genesis chapter 15, I'll come back to this. Verse 14, Genesis 15, 14, there was a prophecy about Israel, and the Lord said, but I will judge the nations they serve as slaves, and afterward they will depart with many possessions. The nations will colonize them as slaves. The nations will make them work hard like slaves, and they may serve for 430 years. But afterwards, I will bring deliverance to them. I will set them at liberty, and I will make them depart with many possessions. In one part of the scripture, the Bible says, for you shall not leave empty-handed. Tonight, as you hear this word, you will not leave empty-handed. Your hands shall be full of blessings. Your hands shall be full of possessions. Your hands shall be full of breakthroughs. Your hands shall be full of restoration items. You will not leave here empty-handed. In the name of Jesus Christ, your hands cannot be empty. Whatever took away the goods from your hands, we ask for a divine restoration in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says they will depart with many possessions. What you have is not yet enough. You may have some possessions, but the Lord says many possessions. I release you into that domain of many possessions. Not a few, not a commonplace possession, not an ordinary possession, but an extraordinary possession. In Exodus chapter 12, from verse 35, Exodus 12, 35, the Bible says, furthermore, the Israelites acted on Moses' words. So Moses must have rehearsed these words that were said in Genesis to Israel. Furthermore, the Israelites acted on Moses' words and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. Verse 36. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. That word spoiled there is plundered. So Moses rehearsed the words, the prophetic words that were said many hundred years earlier. Moses furthermore told the Israelites, and they acted on Moses' word. Tonight you will act on the word of God. You will not sit like the man sat at the pool for 38 years without taking a step of faith. Lift up your right hand and say, I am taking a step of faith according to the word of God. So furthermore, the Israelites acted on Moses' word. They acted on God's word. Faith means acting upon God's word. Faith means taking a step at the hearing of God's word. So you believe it, you make it a part of you, and you step out on the word. It is on stepping out on the word that you will experience the blessings and the benefits. So they stepped out on the word. And what was the word? The Egyptian women were made to go to their, the Israelite women were made to go to their counterparts, who were the Egyptians. The Egyptian women were rich in gold, silver, and precious things, the Bible describes. They had trinkets, they had jewelry, they had everything. It was in abundance. And when the time of Israel was come to go, to leave Egypt, God gave them such unprecedented favor. Favor that has never happened before. That somebody must serve you as a slave for 430 years. And the day you leave is like a back pay plus future pay. Oh, makataya kataya. Cumulatively, God went into the past to bless Israel, and then prophetically God went into the future. So Israel went to the Egyptian women and they requested for their gold. How can you go to your you are a house help, then you go to your madam and tell her to give you her gold? I'm sure that madam will insult and say, "Beye, femenim ko, beye, ayani femu." But when God is giving you favor, nothing can stop it. They say, "Every day for thief man, but one day for the master." And this time, Egypt had had many days, but Israel was to just have one day. Can I prophesy that the time of the Lord for you, has come? If I were you, I would really scream. The time of the Lord for you has come. The season to be promoted has come. The dispensation to experience uncommon favor has come. The period in your life to have open doors and great opportunities has come. And in the name of Jesus Christ, where it is most unlikely that you will get favor, that is the place where God has ordained for you to get favor. The most unlikely source, the most unlikely place where your breakthrough will come from, believe God, because you are stepping out on His word. And He said, go and demand the things from the Egyptian women, and I will cause them to give it to you. Now, when Israel went, it wasn't that they went to take a little, because the word used there is that they went there and they spoiled them. They went there and they spoiled them. That's verse 36. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as were required. They gave unto them. They said, you can take it and go and use it. Meanwhile, Israel was leaving. And they spoiled them. They spoiled the Egyptians. Oh, come on. Church, Israel plundered the goods of their enemy. The word plunder means to grab. The word plunder means they stripped them of the substance, they stripped them of the riches, and they stripped them of the valuables. They literally ransacked their rooms and raided their rooms and took it away by force. So I can imagine one Israelite woman going in and fetching gold. Then he runs into her tent and deposits it there and rushes back. You see how people do when there's an oil spillage. And maybe a tanker is lying on the side, which is danger. Never participate in that thing. Because when there's a spark of fire, it runs at you. And it burns people. But I'm using that as an illustration for now. And they will fetch into containers, go home and empty that which they have collected, come back with that container which is now empty, and collect more and take it away. I was driving on the motorway recently, and there was this four-wheel drive with an open back, you know, with that bucket, and I'd loaded some provisions and drinks, and I'd fallen into the median on its side and was smashed, and so the things had spread. I don't know where motorcyclists came from. About 60 of them, like Tony, and they came and started collecting the things, and when they collect, they would go and put it on their motorcycle, you know, their receptacle, and then they'll come back and collect. And I say, hey, poverty can make you do things. I don't know who called them. I mean, I can't imagine that 60 motorcyclists will be riding side by side on the motorway at that time. But they literally looted the vehicle that had fallen on its side. And I'm saying that Israel went to plead with them to borrow their trinkets and borrow their jewelry and borrow their valuables. But after they were given permission, God gave them such authority to go in and loot. It was a divine payday. And I'm prophesying to you that according to the scripture in Ezekiel 39, that them that have looted you, you are going to loot them. And those who have plundered you, you are about to plunder them. You are about to take your riches back. I say you are about to take your treasures back. You are about to take your gold back. You are taking back your blessing. Lift up your two hands and shout, I receive in Jesus' name. When the Lord told them that, I'm sure they thought it was like a joke. When Moses rehearsed of what God had prophesied, that they will go and be slaves and serve as slaves, but when they are leaving, they will leave with abundance of wealth. It seemed as if it wasn't true. You are hearing me. You are acting as if it's not true. But I'm telling you that it occurred in reality for Israel. And God has written these things and captured this particular one. So in your time, you will also go in and plunder the goods of the enemy. I declare that before the plunder, the million-year-old lambs were taken. They were slaughtered, and their blood were collected in a basin. And then they dipped the hyssop in it and sprinkled it on their doorpost. And the Bible says that night the angel of death was passing through the land. But the Lord said, I will spare you. I will spare you of the sorrow. I will spare you of death in the homes of the Israelites. I will spare you of the tragedy. I will spare you. I will spare you of mourning and weeping and gnashing of teeth. I see here the Lord saying that I will spare you. I will spare you of the pain. I will spare you of the setback. I will spare you of the agony. I will spare you in the name of Jesus. I will spare you the sorrow. You will not have affliction come to you again twice. For the Lord will secure your present and your future. Oh, the Lord will spare you from the miscarriage. He will spare you from the divorce. The Lord will spare you from loss of job and living without money. May the Lord spare you in the name of Jesus Christ. He will spare you. You will not bring forth. And when you are old and the child is supposed to be visiting you, then you rather are visiting the child in the prisons. I declare the Lord has spared you. Oh, your amen is weak, Papa. These things you should be shouting and screaming toward them. Listen to me. I declare you will not buy a vehicle, and the same vehicle will destroy your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare you will not build a house. A mental health problem shall take you out of the house, that you'll be sleeping in the asylum. God forbid. Tonight I hear the Lord say, I will spare you. May the Lord spare you of that agony. May the Lord spare you of the miscarriage. In the name of Jesus, the headaches that the enemy has lined up and intends that you experience them, may the power of the blood release you from any oppression and from any intended negative consequences. Tonight you are spared. Your destiny is spared. Your life is spared. Your finances are spared. Your family is spared. You will live a joyful life. The peace of God will rest upon you. Now when you conceive and you are looking for the fruit of the womb, you will go through full term because you are spared. You are spared of the attacks of Gog and Magog, of Meshach and Tubal. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Oh, shout amen. Oh, Gog and Magog will plan to come and attack the Jews and try to exterminate them and wipe them away, like some people were put in gas chambers and evil gas was released that when they inhaled they died. God said, I will not allow them to wipe Israel. And today you are a child of God. And God says, I will not allow them to wipe you away. Oh, they will not wipe you away. And God says, I would disarm them. And can I hear an amen? And I will paralyze them. I will make them impotent and make them of no effect. That strong man that comes to stand over you in the dead of the night, today we drive it out like the Canaanites, like the Perizzites. That strong man that is attacking particular members of your family and is attacking them with sickness and disease and with pain and with setback and may have killed some already, today we pass a decree that enough is enough. Enough is enough, and the devil shall not be able to lay hold upon anyone again in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Masunde Rebekaya. Can you shout and clap to God's glory, somebody? Oh, can you clap and shout? Can you clap and shout to God's glory? Because the time to plunder has come. The time to strip the enemy, the Egyptians, of their substance, of their riches, of their valuables have come. In the name of Jesus Christ. And God said that he will not just disable them, but he will disarm them. May your enemies be disabled. We disable them. We disable them in their intellect, in their minds. We disable them in their strategy. We disable them in their efforts. We disable them in their attacks coming against you at the blast of the nostrils of Jehovah. May they be scattered. May they be scattered. We disarm them by the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Prayers stay with you when you make your personal amens. Did you hear what I said? Otherwise, things will just float in the air. So you have to be serious tonight and declare that tonight is the end of the attack from Gog and Magog. Can I hear an amen? It is the end. It is the end of the unusually long lack of marriage. It is the end of the unusually long lack of job. It is the end of unusually long difficulties in accommodation. It is the end of the unusually long sickness that has been lingering around in your life. Tonight is the end of what is looking like a curse in your family. We break the curse. We break the curse. Devil, you will not take away anybody any longer. We stand on the word of God. We stand on the authority of the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Mommy, we all done. Okay, amen. I said the enemy will not have advantage over you. I said the enemy will not have advantage over you. You are a winner. You are more than a conqueror. You have prevailed. You will not lose your mind. You will not grow mad. You will not be a mental patient. You will not walk around talking to yourself for nothing. You will not strip yourself naked. You will not leave them to sleep in the wild. God has made you sound and normal. You will leave home. I declare that Satan will not touch your children with drugs. Satan will not touch your children with gangsterism. Satan will not touch your children and make them candidates for the prison. Your children, when they start academic life, they will complete successfully. Nothing shall steal their wisdom. I said the devil cannot steal their wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. I said you will not be poor. I am putting it to you by the power of God that he that plundered your goods, you will plunder his good. He that looted your goods, God has given you authority to go back and loot their goods. Are you hearing me? Is that how to plunder them? Can I hear a better shout? Can I hear a better shout? I say, can I hear a better shout? He said, they will loot those who have looted them, and they will plunder those who have plundered them. Can you shout for like 1 minute? Clapping, because this word must bring a rejoicing and excitement. We are shouting in faith. We are shouting in the power of God. We are shouting in Jesus' name, in victory. Don't stop shouting. We are shouting because we are advancing. We are advancing into enemy territory to take back our heritage, to repossess our possessions, and to take our blessing. We declare that the end of the demonic looting by the demonic strong man is over. Tonight, may the judgment of God come against the bow and the arrow of Gog and Magog. May the Lord strip him of his power and send fire to consume their works in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your name be glorified, Jehovah. Arise, that our enemies shall be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Yabia Selerebekia, Imandaraba Suakataya, Ayelerebekia. Israel had unusual favor. Oh, lift up your voice. Israel had unusual favor. Unusual favor. Unprecedented favor. Uncommon favor. Favor to go and strip the enemies of their property. Wombs that were closed. Wombs that were closed in your household and among your friends. May those wombs open. I command the wombs to open. I command the wombs of the daughters of Zion to open now. Wombs that need children. Wombs that are yearning to be mothers. Wombs that want to carry their own baby. May those wombs be open. May those wombs be open. Marriages that have long delayed and need to be cultivated. We declare the barriers broken, obstacles removed, strong man cast away in the name of Jesus, and access given to you that you will enter your heritage. Oh, businesses that are marking time, businesses that are yet to manifest, jobs that you are yet to link up to, I command them. And promotions we should be manifested. We declare that we shall loot the looter and plunder the plunderer by the power of God. Your only child shall not be taken away. None of your children will be destroyed. None of your children will walk about naked. None of your children will be a reproach and a proverb and a byword. None of your children will be incarcerated or put into prison. None of your children will join evil gangs. By the power of God, let there be liberty. Let there be liberty. Your children are for signs and they are for wonders. The disappointments are over. The disappointments are over. The disappointments are over. The shame is over. You are spared. May you be spared from the pain, from the trauma, from the agony. May you be spared from premature death in your home. Ayele rebe si astaya. Ayele rebe kaya broshkele rebe ba. Ayele rebe siya. Ayele rebe zua. Toyo briskele rebe kia taya. Shala rebe kia. Shala rebe kia. Ya peka pa. Imandi rebe siya. Azanda rebe pa. Imandi rebe siya. Repa. Ya kandele ba. Imandi rebe siya. Ya kandele ba. Ayele rebe kia. None of the women shall be buried. None of the members shall be buried. None of the men shall be impotent. Let the power of God strike them and bless them. Runo soya brash tele de bakaya ayele de bekia yakatili bia ayele de bekia 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 imandara basia kata yawa basua kata ibaya taya brash kata yawa bandiri bisia kata yala rabakaya bro I yell at a Messiah, Rapanda, I yell at a Messiah, 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 I yell at a Messi I know somebody who had an equivalent of 1 million cedis a month. If you put it in the current rate, in 12 months, he made $1 million. After 10 years, some evil wind blew, and he got many court cases. There was a time he couldn't even buy food and had to go and depend on some pastor friends that I knew so that they would give him something to eat. He couldn't buy fuel. Somebody who consistently for 10 years made $1 million a year. So for 10 years, how many millions of dollars? $10 billion. He died with nothing. Oh, you sometimes the strong man waits for you to prosper. Then after the prosperity, he will create pain for you. In this final lap of prayer, you are going to pray that from now forwards, whatever God helps you to plunder from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, whatever God holds, enables you to repossess and take hold of, that blessing is going to remain and remain generationally. I want you to clap and shout. I said that blessing will remain and will remain generationally in your family. I declare the oil of anointing blessed. I declare that the Lord will identify with this element. And I declare when it is applied to your life, it will bring such a deliverance that any demon that is standing on you and oppressing you today shall vacate its assignment and never come back. Any demon that visits you in the dead of the night to do evil against you, we declare the angels of God shall chase them away in the name of Jesus. May the rod of evil that they have placed upon your Lord, may the rod be shattered into pieces. I declare your end shall be better than your beginning. Your end shall be better than your beginning. You will prosper, and the prosperity shall remain in your house. You will not be sorrowful. You will not be depressed. You will not be confused. You will not be poor. You will not be without friends. Let the power of God work. Dip your finger into the oil and anoint yourself. If you have your vials of oil, you may anoint yourself. I bless the vials of oil as well. Imandiri videos online. Just anoint yourself, because a major victory is about to happen. A supernatural empowerment to possess your possessions and to repossess your possessions are about to happen. I declare that them that looted you shall regret it, because the power to take back from them is given to you. Them that plundered your goods shall regret it, because the power to get back what belongs to you is given to you. Yababa swastaya ya bias telebe kia taya ayia kata ipayan telebre kapan terebaza ajan telebe kapan rapa kapa
Imandini vekia.